Hi, my name is Leah Piking-Kalidas from Creative Every Day, and today I am talking with the absolutely amazing Jamie Ribler. She's a coach and writer and workshop leader extraordinaire from Jamie Ribler Studios, and I absolutely adore her. So hi, Jamie. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, Leah. I'm just beaming now, ear to ear. Thank you for that awesome introduction. And I just love you, too, so let me put that in there, too. I just love Leah, too.
Oh, yeah. It's a mutual love fest right
from the get-go. It is, right from the get-go.
Yeah. So the theme this month for the Creative Everyday Challenge is body, and I just had this feeling like, I want to talk to Jamie about this and share it with everyone. So why don't you first tell me about what you do to stay connected with your body?
Oh, that's a really great question. Well, one thing I do, as you know, is Nia, which is a barefoot movement practice. And it combines dance and martial arts and healing arts like yoga. And the reason I love it and the reason it really is a great practice for me to connect to my body is that it has some structure, but lots and lots of freedom. So that it has enough structure that you don't have to worry about, oh my gosh, what am I going to do next? But enough freedom that you can say, oh, you know, what's my body feel like doing today? Oh, it feels like stretching, or oh, it feels like being like rough and tough and ready today, and there's room for that. So that's one practice that definitely I have. And the other is that I just, it's going to sound kind of corny, I just try to be really, really consciously loving to my body. So I try to be aware, like even when I'm brushing my teeth, I'm like, oh, thank you, teeth. You know, like that this is my way. It's not just something I do. It's like my way of being loving to me. To turn all those things that are so much just ritual for us into a practice of, you know, or you know, when you get home and you've been out for a long walk and your feet are tired, I'll take a moment to rub my feet and be like, oh, thank you, sweet feet. You know, I know that was hard. I appreciate you. I guess I talk to my body.
I don't know. That is so cool. I just love that. there's a lot of self-love there.
That's it. Like, I really do believe, I know a lot of people don't, I know I have a different belief than a lot of people do. A lot of people believe that, you know, we are more than our bodies, that we rise above our bodies, and that we shouldn't be sort of physical bound by our bodies. And I'm not saying that's not true to me, but what I do feel is that in this lifetime, our bodies are where we are. They are a part of this unique incarnation of our spirit this go-round. And so whatever that means, if you're short or you're tall or whatever, that's a part of who you are in this world today. And so being really loving and appreciative and connected to that, your personal body is a part of expressing you in the world. That's my take on it.
Wow. That's really powerful. And I think really true, at least for me, I've found that to be really true. But also kind of hard. I don't know why. It's hard to love our bodies. There's just so much, you know, negativity that gets wrapped up in it. So many bad feelings that you can have towards your body.
Absolutely. Sorry, Leah.
No, go ahead.
I'm ready to dive in there with something with it. For me, one of the things about that helps, because I totally get it, you know, and it can be from little things to big things, like, oh, my God, why do I have curly hair? You know, like that kind of thing. And to, oh, my gosh, why am I dealing with this illness? You know, there can be this huge range. And I think part of the experience is, well, one, to keep coming back to love. You know, like, especially if you're dealing with illness or limitations, the more loving you can be, the more room for healing there is. But also for the kind of body image, body consciousness, to stop. We so often and are so trained to experience our bodies from the outside, you know, like looking in the mirror and observing ourselves, instead of being inside our bodies, feeling what our elbow is like today. you know? Like, so I think coming back to the inside is a really, really good way of being to connect in a really loving, powerful way with your body.
I like that. Yeah. I was just going to ask you, for people who, you know, aren't thinking that way now, but kind of want to start to reframe things for themselves and look at their body in this different way, what's a small, like, teeny, teeny, tiny way to start with that?
I think awareness and gratitude, you know. So like I said, being something you do really normally, like, so you're washing the dishes and all of a sudden go, oh, look at my hands. Look at the miracle of my hands. Let me feel what, like, enjoy the sensual pleasure of your body. You know, enjoy what it feels like to have your hands in the water and then to flick your fingers and then to roll them around. Like, you know, just get in pleasure. That's the secret, pleasure.
Wow. Awesome. That's very cool.
Yeah, go for pleasure. Experience the pleasure of your body every day.
Yeah, that is so good. Because that's something you're going to want more of, you know?
Absolutely, like, yeah.
You know, so that's something you can continue to grow, because of course we want pleasure in our lives.
Absolutely. You know, when you brush your hair, how good does that feel? Like, take an extra moment to feel the brush on your scalp and the tension as it comes on your hair. Like, that's a delicious feeling.
Yeah, and we don't notice it. It's so easy not to notice. It's like, I'm brushing my hair. I gotta go. Get
it. That's it.
So I'm curious about whether or not you feel more creative the more in touch you are with your body.
Yeah, without question. And I think that that comes for me from, I feel more creative the more honestly in tune with myself I am.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of that is being connected to my body. And I'm just, you know, one of my first loves is dance. And there's just something for me about, if I take the time to dance, it's like I get to experience my spirit, my body, and my connection to the universe. And so that space of connected to me, my body, and the universe is the ultimate creative space for me. I feel free. I feel inspired. I feel like there's this great energy flow. And so absolutely that centeredness in my body opens me up to my own creative process. And also, too, you know how we can get so stuck in our thinking brain?
Yep.
Yeah, and that can shut us down a lot creatively. So I find that when I'm really stuck in that kind of way, just moving, even if it's just walking, there's something that gets that energy flowing and takes us out, like me, out of my brain and lets the creativity start to flow again.
That's exactly my process, you know, like sometimes even if I just shake, stand up and like shake my whole body, I can, it's just like, just that little something to help bring me back, you know, into my limbs and the rest of my body and not just my head. It makes such a huge difference. And
you know what's funny? That makes me think of, in one of my NIA classes, my teacher once said, what's your favorite way to move your body? So this is a kind of interesting thing to think about, because we all have, just like we all have different aesthetic tastes, like, you know, I know you love the color blue. You know, there's something in that color for you. And we also have it in our bodies. Like, some people are sort of short, sharp, you know, that kind of energy, staccato energy, and some of us are flowy and curvy. Mm-hmm. So knowing what your way of moving is, because when you said shake, I remember, like, my favorite thing to do, and this always shifts energy for me, is to wiggle. You know, like, wiggling just makes me laugh. You know, it just makes me think that there's a reason wiggle and giggle sound the same. You know, and so if I'm getting too serious or too, I just wiggle, and sometimes I don't even know I'm doing it. Like, I'll be sitting in the kitchen, my husband will be like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just, you know, moving.
I just need to move around,
just wiggling around. It's so funny, but so I think you're right, like shaking or wiggling or whatever can just shift the energy.
Yeah, whatever it is for you. And there's like so many different ways to get into it. As you were talking, I'm thinking like, oh, and there's Gretchen's Muse Cubes, and then there's there's Interplay, and Gabrielle Roth's
the five movements, five states.
Yeah, something like that. five, well, anyway, there's so many different ways to get into it, you know, find your special way of moving.
Absolutely. And you know, it's interesting, too, to notice what you don't like to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what's uncomfortable. For me, so I was in NIA, you know, because martial arts and other things, there's like punching and kicking, and I was like, I don't want to punch anybody. So I had, and a lot of people love it. Like they feel so empowered, and they're like, feel their own strength, and for me, there was resistance around that. So that was great information too about me, about my preferences, about my growing edge. You know, about what, you know, what could I, where, how could I find the joy in punching?
That is so funny. Well, I do love to punch. I'm one of those happy punchers. Not that I really want to knock anyone out, usually, but I thought it's supposed to be so good. So, how do you think, I think we've covered a lot of this, but I was just thinking of all the different ways creativity and the body intertwine, and wondering if you had any more thoughts about the ways they do that.
You know, one thing I'd love to share, and this is something that comes from sort of the expressive arts field, is to take something, especially if you're not used to body stuff, like if that's not sort of where you're, you know, maybe you're a photographer, or maybe like your stuff is more visual, and interact with your art with your body. So for example, if I look at my dream board, and I start, it's in front of me, so that's why I'm thinking about it, and I look at the shape, and then here, sitting here, what if I use my hand to start outlining or finding the shapes, you know, or what would it be like if I took, like, imagine that little bird that's up in the corner, how would she move, you know, and so start to play interdisciplinary, you know, and start to, you will start to see, like, I will see my dream board differently if I start to dance it.
Wow.
And it's so much easier than it sounds. Like, you know, if anyone listening, just look at something in your room, look at your bookcase, look at your lamp, and just move your arm around the outline of it, or drag your fingers along how you imagine it to be. And that's creating a little bit of a dance and a little bit of new interaction with whatever it is you're looking at. And it's fun.
That's amazing. Yeah, I was having these images of, like, you know, people painting a dancing a painting.
Absolutely. Imagine, you know, or imagine dancing a poem, like pick out your favorite poem and record it and then play it back to yourself and find what that rhythm is in your body when you listen to that poem. Pick a word. You know, I've got a phrase here on my dream board, pour your heart out. Pour your, so I meant like, what would, if I was going to create one movement that would pour your heart out, what would that look like? You know, so of course I'm doing it and you can't see it, but that's good because everyone else can come up with their own. Pour your heart out. What's that move for you?
Yeah, that's beautiful. I like that. One of the ways that I love to bring in more self-love for my body, and I've heard you say that you do this too, is like feeling gratitude. So I wanted to ask you, what's one thing that you're feeling especially grateful for about your body today?
Ooh, that is such, you know, this, wow, it's a good question, and you're really getting me in a big point of honesty here. Because the immediate thing that came to my mind is my lungs. And one thing, and the big point of honesty here is one thing I don't generally share with people is I have pretty severe asthma. And so today, I don't know why, when you said, I'm just very thankful for the gift of being able to breathe, you know, and for every day where I experience any ease in my breathing. That's a really joyful thing for me, and I appreciate being able to breathe the world.
Thank you for saying that.
That's really lovely. Thank you for asking that. That's a great question.
It brings me, when I'm feeling more negative about my body, and it is something that's an issue for me, if I can remember something I'm grateful for, just being able to move. That's, today was something, you know, I was doing some exercise and some of it was really hard, and I was thinking, oh, I'm so glad I can do this, you know, I'm so glad I can move. I have this strength in my body that, you know, I can do the squat right now. It's hard, but I'm doing it, and it feels really, really good. So today I was just grateful to be able to move lightly, you know, move lightly in the world.
It's funny, it makes me think of, there's, I can't remember her name, but there's this woman who wrote a book after she had a stroke, and she had to relearn her whole body and how difficult that was, but how it also made her appreciate everything, even the tough stuff. And I loved, one thing she said is that now she fell like flat on her bum outside, and instead of being upset, she laughed and said, "I'm so glad I'm here to appreciate this."
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad I can have this experience. So there's something about, you know, even the tough stuff, you know, we're here, and we get a chance to experience our lives, and I'm grateful for that.
Yeah. Was it My Stroke of Insight? Was that the book?
I think that's her, yeah, that's
yeah.
it.
That was a really, really good book. Excellent stuff. So, Jamie, where can people find you?
At Jamie Riddler Studios, and the easiest way to get there is openthedoor.ca.
Awesome. Thank you so, so much, Jamie. It was so great talking to you about all these things and the body, and I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, it's been absolutely my pleasure. It's always a joy to connect you, and always good to have conversations about such yummy stuff.
Yeah. Talk to you soon, Jean.